This is Mac OS Ken.
Boku bucks for Apple in India. Lawsuits aplenty here in the States. And an armload of Emmy wins. It is Monday, the 8th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken. Brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by OpenCase. MagSafe for iPhone, perfected. Get 10% off your purchase with code MacOSKEN at theopencase.com. This show is also sponsored by Insta360 and their brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. Go Ultra weighs less than a tenth of a pound, is about the size of a peanut butter cracker, and can capture the world. Pop in an SD card, mount the Go Ultra anywhere you can put a magnet, and start recording. Of course, the magnetic mount anywhere system means you can wear it as well, thanks to the magnet pendant included with your purchase. That's your walk, your ride, your climb, all captured from your point of view in 4K, day or night. Oh, and your swim. It's waterproof down to 33 feet. It is seriously incredible that something so small can deliver so much. And that just scratches the surface of what the Insta360 Go Ultra can do. So if you're ready to Go Ultra, head to store.insta360.com to check it out. Then the first 30 people to buy using promo code MacOS can get a free set of sticky tabs. They let you mount Go Ultra where magnets won't do the trick. The first 30 people get a free set with your Go Ultra purchase at store.insta360.com using promo code MacOSKEN. Show the world what you see the way you see it. Get the Insta360 Go Ultra at store.insta360.com and use promo code MacOSKEN. Apple's apparently seen record revenue in India. A piece from Bloomberg says annual sales on the subcontinent for the Cupertino company hit a record of nearly $9 billion in the last fiscal year. The piece says revenue reportedly rose about 13% in the 12 months through March from $8 billion a year earlier. I say apparently and reportedly because whoever told Bloomberg wasn't supposed to be talking. The financial site gets the deets from a person familiar with the matter who declined to be named as the information is private. Apple did not offer comment for the Bloomberg report. Word of a couple of lawsuits against Apple. We'll start with an Engadget piece from over the weekend that has two authors suing the Cupertino company. They accuse Apple of infringing on their copyright by using their books to train its artificial intelligence model without their consent. At first glance, it seems this could come down to a question of what Apple knew and when. The authors indicate that Apple used a dataset of pirated, copyrighted books that included their works for AI training. According to the two, AppleBot, the company's scraper, can reach shadow libraries made up of unlicensed, copyrighted books, including their own. Would this not be on whatever party built those shadow libraries then? Then again, if we're making tech that's smart enough to go out and ingest information, could it not be made smart enough to know what not to eat? Engadget says the suit seeks class action status. That's said to be due to the sheer number of books and authors found in shadow libraries. As for the other suit, Apple Insider ran a piece late last week on a patent infringement case against the Cupertino company. The thing is, it has lots of show, but lacked apparent substance. According to the report, Cerence AI, a company that creates conversational AI for automakers, brought the suit. The piece has the plaintiff indicating that Apple infringed on patents related to voice command recognition, as well as text input and recognition. What they didn't say was what patents were allegedly infringed. With so little to go on, Apple Insider says the suit could involve Siri, could involve Apple Intelligence, or could involve CarPlay. What they did do was put out a press release. Hence my saying lots of show, but lacking apparent substance. Based in Burlington, Massachusetts, Cerence AI filed its case with the United States District Court for the Western District of Texas, so they know something about something. Apple does not seem to have offered comment on the report. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has moved to have the Apple Watch case against it dismissed. You probably remember last month when Apple issued a watchOS and iOS update that allowed certain models of Apple Watch to gain blood oxygen sensing ability. That was a feature that had been shut out of the new watches for a while due to a lawsuit by medical devices maker Masimo. When Apple made the change, Customs and Border Protection lifted its ban on selling Apple Watch models with the blood oxygen feature. That prompted a suit by Masimo against Customs and Border Protection. A piece from 9to5 Mac has the company accusing the agency of overstepping its authority and violating due process in allowing the feature's restoration. Speaking of overstepping authority, says CBP, you can't sue us. According to 9to5 Mac, the agency argues that by act of Congress, companies cannot sue CBP for how it does what it does. If Masimo has an issue, it needs to take it up first with another agency. According to 9to5 Mac, the CBP argues that Masimo must take its objections to the International Trade Commission in an ancillary proceeding and argue that Apple's workaround still doesn't clear the exclusion order. Only after that, the CBP says, can Masimo appeal to the Federal Circuit rather than trying to bypass that process with a district court lawsuit. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, OpenCase. MagSafe for iPhone perfected. I'm a big fan of OpenCase for a couple of reasons. First, it was made by a friend of mine, John Rokos, a guy who saw Apple's original MagSafe iPhone demo and thought, yeah, that could be a little bit better. And that's the other thing I love about OpenCase. It makes my daily carry lighter and, yes, better. The case is light, thin, and protective. The opening on the back leaves room for accessories, pop holder, car charger. The OpenCase MagSafe wallet is the one that really changed the way I live. Health card, ID, one physical credit card. That's more than I usually use, but the kind of stuff you need to have handy in case of emergency. I don't need a whole separate wallet for that, though. My phone goes where I go, and so does the OpenCase MagSafe wallet. Won't go flying off, won't get shorn off going into my pocket, and won't get lost. They've got cases for iPhone 14, 15, and 16 lines, and I think they may have something new coming out this week. What they have now is on sale now, but you can save over those sale prices. Go to theopencase.com, pick your case and accessories, then use code MacOSKEN at checkout for 10% off. That's 10% off the sale prices for cases and 10% off on accessories. If you are ready to secure the accessories you have or finally want to see what MagSafe for iPhone can do, get 10% off your purchase with code MacOSKEN at theopencase.com. That's 10% off your purchase with code MacOSKEN at theopencase.com. If you're looking for an Apple Pencil Pro and like buying from Apple, the company's got a light new offer for you. 9to5 Mac says the company's top-of-the-line stylus has landed in its certified refurbished store. Compatible with most of the most recent iPads, A16 not included, the refurbished model will run buyers $109. That's $20 off the price of a new unit directly from Apple. That said, it sometimes pays to poke around. A brand new Apple Pencil from Amazon is only $110 right now. Again, though, if you like buying from Apple, you can do so now at a discount. The only thing more difficult than keeping up with the various models of Beats hardware out there is keeping up with the various Beats limited editions. Well, actually, math is harder, and French, but that's it. Anyway, Mac Rumors has word of a Beats Solo 4 Jenny special edition. According to the piece, Apple teamed up with K-pop star Jenny Kim on the custom headphones, which feature a ruby red finish, two attachable red bows, and a color-matched carrying case. All of that plus special styling on one of the ear cushions, inspired by the K-pop star. Also setting these cans apart, they're not as hard to find as a lot of the special edition Beats hardware we've heard about. In addition to availability in 5 Apple stores around the world, the Grove in LA, Fifth Avenue in New York, and one store each in Shanghai, Tokyo, and Seoul, Mac Rumor says the Beats Solo 4 Jenny Special Edition are available to order from Apple.com. They'll run buyers $199.99, same as a regular pair of Beats Solo 4. Apple's apparently doing another video deal with James Corden. The actor, writer, and former late-night host is reportedly taking a follow-up to the BBC comedy Gavin and Stacey to Apple TV+. Citing a report from the British tabloid The Sun, a piece from Apple Insider says show creators Corden and Ruth Jones have inked a deal worth nearly $11 million US to bring the show to Cupertino. That had Apple beating not only the pair's usual home, the BBC, but also Netflix and Amazon Prime. Of course, Apple and Corden have a history. He created Carpool Karaoke as a feature for his late-night show before turning it into an occasional series for the Cupertino company. As for the new show, the only detail seems to be that it will be a 10-episode offering and that Corden and Jones will be in it. Of course, all of this should come with a grain of salt. The Sun only cites an unnamed show insider. No official announcement from anybody at this point. And finally today, the first two nights of the three-night Emmy Awards celebration have come and gone. This past weekend saw the awarding of the 77th Creative Arts Emmys, with the Primetime Emmy Awards set for next week. Two Apple shows took home an armful of trophies each. Apple TV Plus issued a press release over the weekend announcing a total of 15 wins Saturday night. That included 6 for the dystopian workplace drama Severance and 9 for the neurotic showbiz comedy The Studio. While last weekend's awards tend to be more technical in nature, dedicated to costumes and editing and production design and stuff like that, guest performers were also celebrated Saturday night. Taking home trophies for Apple were Merritt Weaver for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series for Severance, and Bryan Cranston for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Comedy Series for The Studio. As for Sunday, I only spotted one winner for Apple, and it was not anything on Apple TV+. The Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show starring Kendrick Lamar took home the trophy for Outstanding Music Direction. Now, no offense to anybody who won last weekend's awards, but the big awards are still ahead. The press release points out that Apple's additional nominations for the 77th Primetime Emmy Awards include Outstanding Drama Series, Severance and Slow Horses, an Outstanding Comedy Series, The Studio, and Shrinking, among many others. Those will be handed out next Sunday, the 14th of September. They'll be live coast-to-coast on CBS stations at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. They'll also stream live on Paramount+. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Insta360's Go Ultra. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code macOSKEN. This show is also sponsored by OpenCase, MagSafe for iPhone, perfected. Get 10% off your purchase with code macOSKEN at theopencase.com. Advertising handle by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray. Ciao.